Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter number 23. We are going to try to continue in this vein. This will be part four. If you were not here for part one, two, and three, it was preached on several weeks ago. And then, of course, Brother Kleindienst was with us for a couple of weeks. And my, what a powerful couple of weekends we had with our wonderful brother in the Lord. Come and blessed us so graciously here in the last couple of weekends. We are going to continue in this message that I feel the Lord has given us to deliver. And we are going to make our way into verse number 4 today. We'll read all of Psalms 23 together. What a perfect song for today's message, pressing into the presence of the Lord. And isn't this a fine group of young people making their way back into their seats? Man, I would put our young people up against anyone, anywhere, at any time in the world. They are great, great, great kids, love God, and they are soul winners. They are soul winners. Book of Psalms, chapter number 23. To our guests, again, thank you so much for being with us today. We pray the Lord will bless you and touch you. If you have never been filled with the Spirit of God, you can certainly receive it before you leave this place here this afternoon. And if you've never been buried in the only name the Bible tells us under heaven among men, or given among us among men, in which we must be saved by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will baptize you in that wonderful name. God is here to help you. He's here to bless you. He is not here to condemn you. He is not here to make you feel bad. He shed his blood to wash away your sins. He died that you might be healed. Stripes were put upon his back that you might be healed. And God has come to do wonderful things in your life today. Amen. And you're surrounded by people who have come out of the world and out of sin. In fact, I'd be afraid to tell you who you're standing next to, what they used to be. But covered by the blood of Jesus, new creatures in Christ, we've come out of our old ways. God has given us a new path. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost up in this place today. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. Psalms 23, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Put your Bible down. Throw your hands in the air. Lift your voice to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, giving praise. Father, anoint today. Use this vessel, God, for your glory. Reach and touch today. Deliver today. Help today. Encourage through your word. Bring strength through the word of God today. And everybody say, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Not going to hold you very long. It's 4:30. We'll be wrapping this up right around 5 o'clock, giving plenty of time for a good, strong altar call, plenty of time for you to come and call out on God and let God do a mighty miracle in your life. And the foundation of a few things that we have already said concerning this chapter, chapter number 23 of the book of Psalms, is that it is an amazing thing how that the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms is the most rewritten portion of the Word of God than any other part of God's Word. It is reprinted on pamphlets. It's reprinted in different types of literature. It is used in many services and for many reasons. In fact, people that don't even go to church and people that don't even really claim to be a Christian, most of them can still quote to you Psalms 23, or at least a portion of Psalms 23. There's something about this chapter. We began to look into it. We began to look at it. And we realized that in Psalms 23 or 8 of the most powerful compound names of Jehovah. And the Lord had showed me quite a few years ago concerning this psalm why so many people would fall in love with it when they would read it. Why it would do things to them that they could not even understand. There was no way for them to comprehend. They just knew when they were reading it that it would do something to them. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And they would continue to read that chapter. And it would move in their heart and move in their soul. And that is because within this chapter is God himself and his great attributes and the many things that he can do for you. And while you read it, your flesh may not understand it. Your mind may not understand it. Your spirit may not fully understand it. But your soul, which was created by God, realizes that in this chapter is everything you've been hungry for. Everything you've been looking for, that in this chapter is your hope. In this chapter is your guidance. In this chapter is your protection. That Jehovah, Jesus Christ himself, has come to be your God and be your provider and be your protector. And that God is here today. In verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. We looked into that. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my shepherd. David, writing this psalm, understood like no one else what it meant to be a shepherd. We talked about how that he killed a lion with his bare hands. How he killed a bear with his bare hands. To do what? To protect the sheep. How he led them to the waters to drink, into the fields to feed. And how he counted them, watched over them, made sure they all came in and they all went out. He was a shepherd. And one day David realized, this is what God is to me. And so he began to write, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my shepherd. John 10 and 11 tells us, Jesus speaking, he said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. We find in this scripture that God came to this earth, robed himself in flesh, died upon a cross that my sins might be remitted. And all of that is wrapped up in the Lord is my shepherd. We finish that verse, I shall not want. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Paul put it this way, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I don't know what your need is today, but I know a God that can provide it. It doesn't matter how high it is, how low it is, how wide it is, how deep it is. I've come to tell you, it doesn't matter. No matter how bad it is, there is a God in this place that will provide your every need. But Pastor, you don't understand what I need. Oh, it don't matter. God knows how to do it. But Pastor, I've been needing it a long time. Get ready. He's going to do it for you today. But Pastor, you don't understand. This has to happen. That has to happen. Friend, I'm talking about a God who knows the beginning from the ending. I'm talking about a God who cannot fail. I'm talking about a God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The earth is his. Somebody shout out, he's my provider. Verse 2 said, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. We talked about Jehovah Shalom, the Lord I peace. John 14 and 27, Jesus said, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, friend, we live in a world of fear today, but the peace giver has walked into this place. And if you'll open your heart, if you'll open your mind, if you'll lay your troubles down at his feet, he'll reach down and touch you. And you know what he'll tell you? He'll tell you, worry about nothing, but in all things with prayer and fasting and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall gird your heart and your mind. But pastor, you don't know how much trouble is in my heart. God can give you peace. You don't know the trouble in my marriage. God can give you peace. You don't know the trouble in my children. God can give you peace. You don't understand the trouble on my job. God can give you peace. He doesn't give it like the world giveth, who gives and takes away. When God gives you peace, it is there to stay. God's peace is not based upon feelings or circumstances or things that are happening about you. God's peace is capable of bringing you through it all. We made our way to verse number 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It's Jehovah Tishkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. We studied about that he brings us down a path that brings glory to his name. But I think the most beautiful thing about this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 21 tells us that before he could bring righteousness to me, he first had to become sin. For the word of the Lord says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You say to me today, you say, pastor, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. You don't know the sin that is in my life. I've come to tell you, sir, ma'am, I've come to let you know he died on a cross. He allowed them to nail his hands in his feet. He allowed them to put a crown on his head, shove a spear in his side. His blood came out with water to wash us and to cleanse us. And he took the sins all the way from Adam all the way to the end of the world. He took them all. He bore them upon him. That means he has already bore your sins. And if you'll come to him, he already knew what you were going to do. He already knew where you were going to go. He already knew your deeds, your actions, your words, and your thoughts. Yet he says, I love you. I'll die for you. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is no sin he cannot cleanse. There is no deed he cannot undo. Somebody get excited about what God has done. If you'll let him touch you today, you will lay your burden down. You will walk out of this building feeling like 1,000 pounds have been taken off your shoulders. You will wonder how you ever could have felt so light. You know how it is when you carry something real heavy for a long ways and then you set it down. Your hands feel like they want to float up. Everything all of a sudden gets light. That's how it's going to feel when God takes the burden of sin off of you, and all you've got to do is come and lay it down at his feet and say, God, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of sin in my life. I'm tired of the hatred. I'm tired of the bitterness. I'm tired of the strife. I'm tired of the anger. I'm tired of the pain and the hurt. I want to give it to you today, Jesus. He'll reach down into your life. He'll pick it up. He'll lift it up off your shoulders, and you will leave here today redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Money cannot redeem you. Education cannot redeem you. Position cannot redeem you. Popularity cannot redeem you. For we are not redeemed of things such as gold or silver, but we are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
Anybody been redeemed today? Why don't you stand to your feet and give Jesus Christ a praise? Are you glad he set you free? Shall I been redeemed? I've been redeemed.
You can be seated. Verse number 4 says, yea. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Could you say, let's read it together. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let's do it one more time. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. One more time. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David wrote this verse. He's talking about being a shepherd. He started out, the Lord is my shepherd. He begins to talk about what it means to be a shepherd. He reaches in here. He knows as a shepherd, sometimes you have to lead the sheep through dark and low, lonely places. And sheep can get skittish. They can get scared. But there's something about it. The shepherd, he'll just start humming or he'll start whistling, and it'll calm the sheep down. As long as they can hear his voice, as long as they know he's close, they'll walk through any valley, they'll go through any shadow, they'll go past any scary noise or any darkness or shadow of turning, as long as they can hear the voice of the master that's whispering in their ear. I don't know about you, but I've walked through some dark valleys. I've gone through some deep places. I've faced some troubled times. But as long as I can feel the hand of the man who created everything in my hand, I knew it was going to be all right. I knew it was going to be all right. I've come to tell somebody, listen for his voice. The shepherd is near. He hasn't left you. He's still with you. He's still beside you. He's going to carry you through this verse. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. When you read this, you realize his rod's there, his staff is there, his presence is there. I can go through anything, I can face anything, I can go anywhere. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. We got this compound name of Jehovah from the prophet Ezekiel. He was given a description, a symbolic description of the new city, the new Jerusalem that was going to come. He was talking about the time when all things come to an end, when the devil is bound and he's placed into a dark dungeon, never to be released again, all of his demons with him, and we're going to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. He was describing this new Jerusalem that was going to come down. It was symbolically representing the fact that the presence of Jesus is here to stay. And David used that word to say, I know when I'm in trouble, God is there. I know when things are tough, God is there. Because he said, I will never. I will never.
on, somebody, get a hold of it. I will never leave you or forsake you. It doesn't matter what you do. You know how many times you fall. It don't matter how dark your trial. I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ is on your side. Jesus Christ loves you. And I'll just have to tell you, most of our dark valleys, most of our dark valleys are when we take the wrong turn. You know I'm telling you the truth. God is leading you down this path. It's lit up by His Spirit, lit up by His direction and His passion. And you're walking. But like our brother Vieira is so capable taught on the difference between temptation and sin today at the 2 o'clock Sunday adult Sunday school class. What a great job, brother Vieira. You did a wonderful job. So often we walk down that path and temptation enters into our life and we'll find ourselves and we'll go from the light. It gets a little dimmer and the next thing you know it's dark and you're trying to find your way through and you're weary and you're tired and you're scared and you don't want to go back because you know it's your fault you're here and you're wondering, how am I going to get back? All of a sudden you hear the voice of a shepherd who never left you, a voice of a shepherd who walked with you every step of the way, and He'll begin to lead you back into the light. Oh yes, into His pure light, if you'll let Him do it here today. I've come to tell you, saint of God, Jesus Christ has not left you. He loves you. He cares for you. He shed His blood for you. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David is saying, though I am in the pearl of death, though I am in the midst of dangers, though I am in a deep, deep, dark valley full of shadows, though the experience I am having is as dreadful as death itself, there is one thing David said, I have learned, no matter how deep the valley went, no matter how high the mountain was, I can always hear the voice of my shepherd. His presence was always there. Something we need to notice is that the verse does not say the valley of death. It says the valley of the shadow of death. You see, there's no substance in a shadow. I'm standing right there. Come right over here. That's good. Let's see if I can get my shadow. Tell you, where's my shadow? Do I have one? Here it is. You ready? I'm going to kick you. Do you feel that? I'm going to kick you. Man, I just kicked you twice with my shadow. You don't feel that? You don't feel that? You don't feel that? You don't feel that? You know why? There's no substance in a shadow. David had a revelation that you and I need to get up. No matter how bad the devil makes it look, no matter how big he makes his shadow, there is no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I've come to tell you, it's just a shadow. I said it's just a shadow. Jesus pulled the teeth out of the mouth of the lion. He don't have a bite. He can't hurt you. He can't destroy you. Jesus Christ is your shepherd. Be seated. You ever see those? I wish I had a way to do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't have the proper light. But anyway, do you ever see one of those little video clips or something? And those big shadow will come. And it's huge. Covers the whole wall. It's like 40 feet high. 30, 50, 60 feet long. Teeth hanging out. You're trembling. And then out of the corner walks this little kitten. Going. But the light, the way the light shined, cast the shadow to make it look like it was huge. You know what the devil does? Because he ain't got no power in himself, Sister LaJess. You know what the devil does? He positions himself. Now, you better follow me on this. Because this is good. He positions himself between you and the light of God that's shining on you. And he tries to make it look like he's this big old gigantic creature ready to devour you. Here's the beauty about it. He couldn't have done it unless the light of Jesus was already shining upon your life. All right, let me put it a different way. The bigger the shadow the devil can cast means the more light of God that is shining into my life. God, I wish you'd get a hold of that. You say, but Brother Kyle, this is the biggest trial I've ever gone through. It's the biggest devil I've ever seen. I got good news for you. That means the light of Jesus Christ is shining brighter in your life than he ever has. Don't let that devil fool you. Don't let that devil trick you. God is on your side. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. My. Come on. I'm about done. Love him, love him, love him, love him. Whew. I want to tell you the shadow of a serpent cannot bite. And the shadow of a scorpion cannot sting. Let him cast it as big as he wants. All I've got to do is turn the other way. Because if a big old gigantic shadow is over there, there must be a big old bright light over here. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my eyes off the devil. I'm going to take my eyes off the shadow. And I'm going to put my eyes on Jesus Christ. And I'm going to watch the Lord. And he's going to do a miracle in my life. And he's going to help me. Can you put your hands together for the Lord? Just a few more minutes. See, most things that we face aren't as real as you think they are. You let the devil play with your mind, and he builds this big old gigantic shadow in your life, and you can't get your eyes off of it. It's intimidating. It looks like it can devour you. But the Bible tells us when all this is over, that we're going to stand on the precipice. We're going to stand on the edge of the cliff, and we're going to look over, and we're going to go, is that the man who troubled the world? That little old puny, scrunched, shriveled up, dirty wings, all shriveled. Is that the one who troubled the world? We thought he was bigger than that. He cast a pretty big shadow. He made things look much worse than they really were. And that's what he'll do. He'll build this up in your mind. He'll put fear in your heart. And what you don't realize is that they're just shadows. They're not even really real. They're just reflections off of something else. And something else that's too afraid to show itself. Oh, I wish there was somebody in here hearing what the man of God's preaching today. I've come to tell you, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you have nothing to fear because God is with you. His rod and his staff, they will comfort you at your worst moments. Paul put it this way, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Paul the apostle pointed at the most powerful, fearful thing known to man, death and the grave. But compared to what God has in store for us, Paul said, there is no power in death. There is no victory in the grave. I'm almost done. I'm tuckered. You know, you can't claim victory until the final blow has been given. I mean, if your opponent's getting up, you can't claim victory. He liable to knock you out. You got to wait till you land the final blow and the boy just not going to get up again. It's over. And that's how the world views the grave. It's the final blow. I'm not talking about you and I. I'm talking about the world. When you die, that's just it. You're just dead. There's no more getting up. But Paul the apostle said, there is no victory in the grave. Because the grave's not the final blow. Because there's going to come a day when the archangel is going to step out with the trump of God in his mouth. And the Bible says he's going to blow the trumpet. And those of us that are in the grave are going to rise first. And those of us that are alive and remain are going to rise with them to meet together in the air, to be with the Lord forever. I've come to tell you, there is no defeat in Jesus, that not even the grave can keep you down when you are in Christ. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou, Lord, with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give God praise. Give God some praise. Stand to your feet, music, if you will come to the platform. Say, I will fear no evil. David said in Psalms 27 and 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat my flesh. They stumbled and they fell. Though, he said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I am confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire of his. He finished that like this: for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now my head is lifted up above my enemies and round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle the sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. 118 and 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff. I wish I had time to finish this message. My God, have mercy. I like that part. Deuteronomy chapter 20. The Bible talks about when the enemies, I believe it was the Amalekites, were coming. No, this is when Moses was prophesying. I'm thinking of another scripture, but Moses was prophesying. He's speaking to Israel. He said, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, he said, be thou not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Hey, we are living in fearful times. The Bible tells us that there will be a time when men's hearts will fail them because of fear. And we are living in that day when men drop dead of heart attacks because of fear. Fear of their finances, fear of health in their body, fear of their marriage, fear of something wrong with the children, fear of the job, fear of family, fear of, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Fear grips their heart. Moses said, when you go out, be not afraid, for the Lord's with you. See, I come to tell you, sir, ma'am, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for God's with you. God is in this place right now. The Lord is amongst us right now. He's come to help you. Look what Isaiah said. I want to read this. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. When they threw the Hebrew children into that fiery furnace, the king got up and looked through that little looking glass, and he said, lo, did we not throw three men in the fire? And they said, yes, O king, yes. And he said, why then do I see a fourth man in the fire? And he looks like he's the Son of God. I'll tell you why, king. Because he said, when I walk through the fire, he said, I'll be with you. When you go through the floods, he said, I'll be with you. Don't you ever shake your head and pity me. Don't you ever say he's all alone. Don't you ever say there's nobody there to help him. There's nobody there to give him a hand, because I got news for you. I've never been anywhere that my God has not been there with me. There's never been a valley we've walked through that he didn't walk with us. Though you go through the fire, I'll be with you. Though you go through the waters, I'll be with you. Though you go through the valley, I'll be with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I give you my staff. I give you my rod. I just got so much here. I'm just going to have to quit. I feel the Holy Ghost wants to move. And the word of the Lord said, as long as Moses held that rod up, as long as he held his staff up, they would win that battle. God said, as long as you lift me up in your life, you'll never ever have to fear about losing a battle. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have to walk through the valley. Remember, David didn't say anything about being delivered from it. He said, though I walk through it. David understood he's going to go through it. But he said, God's going to go with me. And when I come out on the other end, Sister Powell, 2 miscarriages and a stillborn, my God. But you just kept walking through that valley, didn't you? Because you knew God was with you. And you had claimed a promise. You're going to give me a son. You're going to give me a daughter. You didn't care. You just wanted a baby. You're going to give me a child. And God saw fit to bring you through that valley. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through today. I certainly know that things can get tough. Sometimes it doesn't seem like we have the answer. But I'm here to encourage you. Jesus is with you. And if you'll just listen up, you'll hear his voice. Sir, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to some men today, some young men, and some dads, fathers, some young single men. I'm talking to you today. You've been facing some difficult things in life and you don't know what to do. I've come to tell you that God has walked into this building with you today. He's been following you. And if you will look back in your life, even though you have not served him the way that you know you should, if you'll look back in your life, you will see where God had his hand upon you. And he has led you into this place here today. And he's come to preach to you that he wants to join you in your valley. He wants to join you in your mountain climb. He wants to walk with you. And he'll never leave you. Mom, I'm talking to you. It's tough raising kids today. You need God. You need God in your life. You need God to help you through the tough times. You need God to give you wisdom what to do. Young man, young lady, you're here today. Teenager, this is a rough time to live. So many things are pulling at you. So many things tugging on your heart, tugging on your mind. So many avenues that have opened up to you so easily to get wrapped up in sin and wrapped up in immorality, wrapped up in drugs and just wrapped up in maybe yourself, wrapped up in things, popularity and all of that stuff that goes with it. So many avenues for you to walk through. If you've ever needed God, you need him today. Because I'm telling you, it may hurt sometimes, but God will take you by the hand and he'll lead you down the right path. And when you get to the other end, you're going to be able to turn around and look back and you're going to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God I followed you, Lord. Because I wanted to go that way and I wanted to follow this path. I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to be a whatever, some professional this, a professional that. And I wanted to go down this path, but now I look down that path and I see that it was death. And I see that it was heartache and it was pain. And it would have hurt so many people, including myself. I'm so thankful, Jesus, I followed you.
every eye closed, every mind on God, everybody thinking about the Lord right now. Jesus did not minister this message for nothing today. He's speaking to you. You might even be a saint of God. Maybe you've been going through a lot of things. Maybe the devil has been casting a real big shadow in your life, and he's brought fear to you. I know Pastor has had a battle with it. We all battle with it. The big shadow, it looks overwhelming. It looks too powerful to handle. But I'm here to tell you, the Holy Ghost has come to tell you, the only reason why the devil can even cast that big shadow is because the light of Jesus Christ is shining so bright into you. And if you'll just turn towards him and get your eyes off the enemy and look unto the mountains from which cometh your help, and get your eyes upon the Lord, he's going to encourage you today. He's going to strengthen you today. You might want to step out from where you are and make your way down to this altar and just come and lift your hands up to the Lord and say, God, I need you. I need your strength. I need to hear your voice. I need to feel your hand in my hand. God, I've been walking down this valley and it's dark and it's deep. It's dark and it's deep. And I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know which way it's going to go. If you'll come give that to Jesus today, you'll find out that he's walking with you in that valley. You'll find out that he's walking with you in that fire. He's walking with you through those troubled waters. And he's not going to let go of your hand. He's going to hold you tight. He's going to bring you in tight. He's going to give you that assurance today. I'm with you. I've never left you. I never forsook you. I'm here with you. Sir, ma'am, maybe you've never received the Spirit of God. You've never had that relationship that you're feeling in this place. You feel something in this place, something powerful, something strong. It's drawing you to the altar. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. That's the hand of God you feel. It's the hand of God you feel. He's tugging on your heart. He's tugging on your spirit. He's saying, come on, come on. You walk this valley by yourself long enough. You try to climb this mountain by yourself long enough. Why don't you come and turn it over to me? Why don't you come and give me your problems? Lay down your situations at my feet. Lay down your troubles at my feet. Lay down the pain of your heart. Lay down the trouble of your mind. Just come give them to me. I'll walk with you the rest of the way. I'll get you through this valley. I'll get you over this mountain. I'll carry you through. I'll get you through. Come, let me walk with you, the Lord says. Won't you come, sir? We're going to sing here this afternoon. While we sing, will you just love God with all your heart? Will you give him all your soul? Will you give him all of your mind? Give him your troubles. Give him your problems. You can leave here like David. You can say, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy spirit and thy word, they comfort me. You walk with me, Lord. You walk with me, Lord. You walk with me, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Somebody pour your heart out. Somebody cry out to him. Somebody reach out to him. Oh yes, lay down your troubles. Lay down your pain. Lay down your fear. Don't let that devil lie to you.
Your praises loud. been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Shout out to God with a voice of praise. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. Hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud.
Shout out to God.
Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Shout out to God with a voice of praise. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up.
Have been believing a lie for too long. I thank God for what He is doing in this place. It's time for us to stand up and declare some things that He's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. It might seem bleak and it might seem weak. We don't know what to do next, but we're going to declare the power of Jesus' name in our lives. It's time to stand up and declare what He's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. I believe it. The enemy has been defeated, and we're going to stand on the Word of God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus.
The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down.
We're going to lift our voice in victory. We're going to make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud.
We shout unto God.
Shout out to God. God with a voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to get their miracle in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care if people around me aren't worshiping. I believe that God is doing some things in your life. Hallelujah. I think it's time to stop worrying about other things, even our own things. Let's just give it to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think something's going to shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. As we move from this crying out and we need you, we're going to move into this place of worship and declaring about how we overcome what God is doing, how we're going to overcome the situations that are tearing us apart. And it's through worship, and it's through declaring His word. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's just keep talking to Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nothing else matters. I'm in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. There's fullness of joy. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Jesus.